There was once a Jewish merchant doing business, and he just came back from a trip somewhere, a business trip, or he was traveling somewhere else, and he went on a boat in the Mediterranean Sea, nearby Eretz Yisrael. So he went, he was already in places, made a lot of money. He had with him, he earned so much, he had a box with a treasure full of gold. That was the money he earned from all the big business he did. And he put it in the bottom of the boat to store it there, with all the suitcases and different boxes. And every so often, maybe every day, he would go down to the bottom of the boat to check and make sure it was still there. No one touched it. Fine. One day, he went down to the bottom of the boat, and it was all dark down there. And he heard some voices whispering to each other. He couldn't see them, but he heard their voices very clear. And one of them said, "Do you know what that merchant has in that box? You won't believe it. That box is full of gold." Another person said, "Hey, how do you know? Who said? Why, it's because it's heavy. Because you carried it down, it was too heavy. Maybe it's full of books." No, not books. First of all, I see the merchant going like every single day to go check on it. He wouldn't go check so carefully for books. It must be gold. And also, once when he wasn't looking, I opened it up. And I'm telling you, it's full of gold. So another sailor said, I'm sure you want to take it. But you know, if we take it, what's going to happen? We're going to come to the dry land. He'll call the police on us, take us to court, and they'll punish us. So the first sailor said, don't worry. We could steal it. We won't get in trouble. He could only get us in trouble if he calls the police on us and takes us to court. But not if he doesn't. And so who said he won't? Because he won't get to the dry land. We'll turn him into a fish. Basically, they're going to throw him off the boat and they're going to kill him, let him drown. So this way they can steal his money and he won't be able to complain on them. Said him and his son, "Well, we'll throw him off the boat." And then they said, "Oh, okay, good idea, fine." So Rahman al-San, they were planning on murdering Chas v'Shalom, this Yid and his son, in order to take away his treasure. So now, the merchant just heard them talking. Baruch Hashem for him, Hashem helped him, he heard them talking, he knew what they were planning on doing. So he snuck back upstairs, and he's all scared, and told his son, and said, "Oh no," they were both scared, and said, "Listen, if they want to kill me because of the gold, I need to get rid of the gold. But, just think, what do I do?" He got an idea. He told his son a whole plan, what they're going to do. And the next morning, early in the morning, so the merchant got up, and he started screaming loud at his son. He pretended like he was very angry at his son. "Get up! You lazy boy! You do nothing! You're sleeping all day? It's late outside! Get up!" And his son was screaming back, "Listen, I'm sure this boy would never, ever, ever scream back at his father. It's a very chutzpah thing to do, and he has to always honor his father. But his father told him to. They're going to make a show." And so his sons are screaming back very loud. I don't know what on earth he would scream, or the worst thing he could ever say. Maybe is, "You know what? I'm so angry, maybe I won't wash my hands right now." I can't think of anything worse he would ever say, Chas v'Shalom. So his father's screaming, "You lazy!" Screaming. They're both screaming as loud as they could, until the sailors are coming to watch. What are they fighting about? And that's what they wanted. The sailors come and watch. They're screaming louder and louder until the father screamed at his son and said, "I know why you're so lazy. Why you're not getting up. Why you're sleeping all day." It was in the beginning of the morning, but whatever, sleeping all day. "Because you know I'm rich, so you think you never need to work hard. You don't need to get a job. You can just sleep and you'll always have money to get whatever you want because your father's rich. Guess what, lazy boy? You're not going to get any of my money, ever. Watch." Then he ran downstairs, picked up his huge chest of gold, and in front of everyone, in front of his son, in front of all the sailors watching, he said, "You see this, my boy?" Whoosh, threw in the ocean. "Bye-bye!" And the son starts screaming, "No, the money, oh no!" Screaming away. And the son laughing, and the father laughing at him, "Ha-ha, you're not going to get it." And the sailors looking at each other, like in a shock, like, "Did you just see that? Did you ever see such a temper tantrum? He sounds like his little baby, this big grown-up. Because a little fight, did he wake up on time? He's going to throw his whole treasure in the ocean? How crazy that is. He threw all his treasure? Okay, whatever. Too bad for us, you know, now he can't steal it. Yeah, okay, no point in killing him either. Okay, well, let him stay alive. They whispered to each other, okay, fine. And the boat came to the dry land, and they both stayed alive, the father and son. And believe me, they were not fighting. They got along very well. They pretended, okay? So they got off on the dry land, and they said, Tati, you know, my father, thank you so much. You were very wise. You saved our lives. Just one little problem now. Now we don't have any pennies. Now we're very poor. And his father said, well, first of all, thank Hashem we're alive. That's the most important thing. And about the money, don't worry about it. We didn't lose that either. And the merchant went right to the governor of the city, who was also the judge. And he told him the whole story. So this judge said, okay, let me see. He sent the police, go arrest all the sailors and bring them here. Police come, arrest them all, and take them to the judge. And the judge was asking a lot of questions. And the judge realized very soon that the merchant said the truth. These guys were planning on killing him because to steal the gold. And he asked them, aha, so he threw off his gold in the middle of the ocean? Yeah, what a crazy person. He just threw his gold. What a waste. Oh, so sad. Basically, he asked a few more questions he found out. And he said, okay, you know why he did it? Because you wanted to steal from him. We steal from him? We didn't touch. We didn't do anything. What are you talking about? Us? Huh? Said, he threw it away. What do we do? We didn't do anything wrong. We didn't steal. We didn't touch him. So the judge said, no. It was your fault. And therefore, you need to pay him back the whole chest full of gold. You need to pay him back. They said, what do you mean? How could you say that, judge? What kind of law is that? We didn't steal anything. We didn't do anything to him. How can you make us pay back money? He threw in the ocean. So the judge said, we learned this from King Shlomo. King Shlomo says there's a time when it comes, you have to throw things away. Time to keep and time to throw. So they were saving their own lives. If they had the gold, you would have killed them. They had to protect their own lives. So they saved their own life, but you were the one damaging them. They listened. They did the wise thing. That there's a wisdom of Shlomo Melech. And therefore, they threw it away, and you have to pay it back. And that was the law, he said. And the sailors all have to pay a lot of money. Go, I don't know how long they have to work. Maybe they have to go sweep the floors and scrub the toilets and carry things, heavy things, for months and months until they all got the money to pay back for the treasure chest. But Hashem helped. He stayed alive. And he got back his money also.